Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the School of Rock. We've got a special episode for you here today. Who's in the studio with me?
We've got a VIP seasoned DJ and rock music connoisseur, Connor McKeon.
What's up, guys? How's it going? In for my second guest appearance this semester, and pretty pumped to be back on the show with these guys.
Yeah, Con subbed in for me when I was MIA, and he did such a nails job. We just wanted him back on the show.
Con, give the our loyal fans kind of like the rundown. Top three favorite groups, or just your inspiration of how you came to love rock and roll.
All right, so my dad was a big rock and roll fan growing up, and same with my aunt. So my dad's sister, she was actually who got my dad into it. Really, she always had these stories of telling my dad these like underground shows of where people were playing at small bars and stuff. Anyway, so my dad was a big fan, so he kind of introduced me to all the music. He's more of a Zeppelin kind of guy. He loves Zeppelin. Big Alice in Chains guy too. Sweet. Pink Floyd, those style bands. Me, myself, I'm more of, I guess I would say, early 90s band kind of guy. I like the old stuff, but a big Red Hot Chili Pepper fan.
Yeah, a little grunge.
Love them so much. Do appreciate Zeppelin a lot. I mean, their guitar, Jimi Hendrix, is a...
For sure.
For insane, yeah. Sorry. Or not Jimi Hendrix. Fucking
Page.
Plants.
Page.
There you go.
That's fucking up my name. Right. Anyways, yeah. But my dad really introduced me to a lot of it. Enjoy it a lot. So.
Fair enough. Well, there you go, fans. Heard it first from Connor McKeon. And Mitchell, what are we looking at today on the show?
We've got a lineup that's kind of all over the place. You know, nothing too... in line with a certain theme, but just kind of some light tunes. The sun is shining in Waterloo today, and you know, just I'm in a good mood right from the start.
Well,
so
we were tanning this morning, were we not?
We were tanning. You know, we've been complaining as our tans have faded from the summer, and I gradually turn into Casper, you know, the ghost. So we were enjoying a little sunlight in our apartment today, basking in the rays.
Well, I mean, you never usually get that tan. It's Jeff over here that's usually.
Okay, well, Jeff is exceptional. I don't know what genes you inherited.
I think it's all that baby oil he applies or something.
Man, I don't know what it is. Either I've got Sicilian genes in me, or I'm from South America. I don't know. Something's tied in there, but I literally get black in the summer.
So I'm hurting a little more than Jeff is. He's kind of rocks the year-round tan, so.
I'm hanging out with a few fantasmas in here.
Fantasmas. yeah, okay, so to start us off today, we got some Fleetwood Mac for you. And following that, some Van Morrison. So we'll get you started here today and enjoy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the School of Rock. We did have some music for you, but unfortunately, Spotify is just not cooperating with us again. I don't know what kind of system Radio Laurier is running, but...
it's not the radio's fault.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know what I did to Spotify to deserve this. But
I don't know.
That's all right. Spotify. We usually use iTunes on it, right? It's more compatible, I think, with it. But
mm-hmm.
Spotify is pretty handy. I mean, Mitch, you and I use Spotify. It's I like the collaborative playlists.
I like that feature.
Yeah, that's my favorite feature.
It's nice. Yeah, you can pair. Because I have it synced with my Facebook, and I think a lot of other people do too.
Yeah.
So you can combine with other friends, create a playlist.
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite part about it. Yeah. I mean, we made a wicked one for homecoming, which that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's definitely a cool feature. Like, I know I'm on Apple Music, and I feel like I'm just so far in now that it'd be, you know, tough for me to change because I've downloaded all my music. But one thing I do like is I can go on to, Mitch's profile and see what he's listening to or your profile, right? And, I can listen to, the playlists, you've made yourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I started switching over to Spotify probably 4 months ago. I had both of them for a couple months, and then I just kind of slowly transferred over.
Everyone's so concerned with restarting their music library. I get it.
Yeah.
You can't just import all of it. iTunes kind of scares me now, though. The new setup and everything. I don't know.
Why is that? What do you mean the new setup?
When I was using it on other people's phones, I find it just so not user-friendly. And, like, I don't know how to... I don't know. I just think Spotify is super, like, intuitive and easy to use.
I think, like, back in the day, it was harder to make the switch because, like, you would have to download, re-download all the music. But now it's, like, when you go on Spotify, you literally... Like, everything's streaming. So you just, like, search the song and, like, hit the add button and it's, like, in your friggin' library.
Yeah.
I get that. But here's, like, the real question for, like, these music platforms. Like, say I'm going to switch over to Spotify. Will I lose all of my songs once my Apple Music subscription runs out? Like, if I stop paying for it? That's my question.
Like, if you just stop paying, will your library be erased?
Yeah, I don't think that's what I'm thinking.
Like, you can won't be able to access it, but like,
but if you like rejoined or whatever, you should be able to.
All the songs that you downloaded from iTunes, though, before Apple Music started, will be accessible. Fairly confident.
See, like, my question would be like, I know we kind of just chatted about it, but, like, the songs I've downloaded while I've been on Apple Music, like, they're probably going to be, like, not accessible once
I start paying for it. Like, downloading from the iTunes store.
Yeah, the iTunes store. Or, sorry, the Apple Music library. iTunes store is, like, a different platform, which I find kind of weird, too. But it just seems like Spotify is just the better choice.
Okay, guys, we had a little technical issue with the music, but we're going to give this another go, reboot the system, and we'll try it out. So, hopefully she goes. Cross your fingers.
Come on.
That was a little Bob Marley to finish that round of three for you.
Always in the mood for Bob Marley. So it's just such an uplifting kind of like tone to his music.
Relaxing.
You can't be mad when Bob Marley's playing.
That's true. That's true.
Must be wrong.
Just makes me want to be up north. The beer always tastes better up there anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're just talking to Connor here. He had a big game. Big hockey game last night, first regular season hockey at Laurier here. How'd it go?
Oh, it was a tough one. Ended up losing 4-3, but had that tough lead in hockey, you know, up 3-1, and they got a quick 2 on us and tied it up, and then the next thing you know, it was they're up 4-3. Pressure was on the last 5 minutes, but couldn't pull it out.
Jeez.
That's how it goes sometimes, though, you know?
Yeah.
Put those efforts in, you get into the corners, elbows up. You're playing some clowns, though, weren't you, last night?
Some tough guys.
Some buttes.
Is this lug hockey or no? It's intramurals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
Intramurals here are pretty good, I've heard now. Yeah. I don't think I've ever watched a game, but...
Yeah, they are pretty good. There's a lot of guys from, like, around the small towns of Kitchener-Waterloo that played junior C and B, usually play in the league, so... It's gotten pretty good. You had a game last night too, didn't you, Mitch?
Nah. I did have a game, but I didn't go because it was at 12, first of all. And I had to get up this morning and do an interview because I'm trying. No, well, not really an interview. It's more like a recording of myself because I'm looking to try to teach English online to Chinese students for like the next 6 months because I want to travel. And it's a great way to earn a little buck. Here and there, so that's why I didn't go. No, I'm not lazy. I mean, maybe a little bit, but yeah, we didn't have a game. But I'm fairly confident our team won, considering we played the best team in the league last week, and it consisted of a half girls team. And I mean, sure, they could have been good, but they were good, but they were all like 5.5 feet tall, and so we could have been the most unathletic group of guys, and like still, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
that is fun.
Anyways, so I have high level of confidence that we took the W last night.
But it's always a downside with intramurals, like sometimes where you have games at like 11 or 12 o'clock, which is just way too late. 12
is brutal. 12 is the worst.
Yeah, because you get back at 1 o'clock and you have still like so much energy because your heart's racing so fast. You don't like fall asleep 11, till, like,
honestly,
two.
11's not too bad.
11's like I didn't fall asleep last night till like 2 a.m. because I was still wound up from the game just because you're like you said, you're so energized after playing a sport, you just can't fall asleep, right?
Well, I feel like I don't know, hockey just gets you riled up. Like after a game, I never played on a super competitive level, but back when I did play, I don't know.
I always get a good sweat going. I don't know. I'm in intramural football right now, and all of our games are like 5 or 6 o'clock, which are so nice. You still have a little bit of sunlight.
Yeah.
Right? But never too late, which is awesome.
All right. So moving on to our next few songs, we have a band from the great country of Britain. No, England, sorry. Led by Jeff Lynne. And then we have a couple Canadian boys on deck. local band from Toronto, pretty famous, pretty well known, and then a fantastic solo artist. That killed it around, 80s time.
Was it 80s?
I think so.
Yeah. But definitely one of my favorites, Colin James.
Yeah.
Seriously. But a little Bare Naked Ladies, a little Colin James, who rips the sax. Well, he has a member in his band that plays the saxophone a lot, which is always a nice sound. I feel like that's such a good combination to have in rock music.
Always. And so here is ELO with Evil Woman. All right, and that was Colin James, Five Long Years.
Great song.
It's one of your favorites, eh, Jeff?
I always play it up north. Just it always fires me up.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
A band we don't usually play, actually, I don't know if we ever played them, and I can't say I'm like a fan by any means, but you have to admire their stage appearance, is a band named Kiss, if you ever heard of it. And this past weekend, three of us hosted a big old Halloween shaker on Friday night.
Yeah.
Costume encouraged. And myself, Jeff, along with two other guys, Ryan, Ulul, and Chewy, we all dressed up as the members of KISS. And I have to say, it was pretty wicked.
It was from someone standing from the outside watching these guys dress up as KISS was pretty wicked. They killed the costumes. I think the only thing they were missing was the Gene Simmons shoulder pads, but I mean, you can't really hit that. Like, those are just something that you're never going to have. I mean, but like, you guys just killed it.
I would
give them costume of the night, I think.
Well, it's very gracious of you. And I had suggested, you could maybe use hockey shoulder pads in replacement of those. Tell them what we used for the costumes, Jeff.
Mitch and I, we went all over to kind of get all the pieces for our costume.
We did go hunting.
What was it? We spent 2-3 hours maybe booting around Kitchener. We went to Halloween store first.
Yeah.
But we were kind of amazed how expensive.
It's an insane markup.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's one night a year and they set up these pop-up stores, so they kind of have to cover their costs and stuff. But it is insane. And,
Yeah. Four wigs was $80, which was kind of outrageous because they're just a piece of pieces of strings together. But anywho, that was the most expensive part of our costume. We got some makeup and face paint, and then we went over to a great store. I don't know if you heard of it. Value Village.
Fantastic store.
VV Boutique,
which literally has everything you could possibly imagine there. We were looking for vests, black vests to kind of go shirts off.
Leather,
yeah,
that
stuff
kind of
like
thing.
That.
We didn't really know. We had a general
or chaps.
Idea.
Not much in the men's section, but we ended up going to the women's section, which had a ton
Abundance more.
The selection was just huge.
It was amazing. And we just walked to the rack where they had kind of dressier stuff.
Yeah.
Immediately found four perfect black vests that we kind of envisioned just going shirtless with them.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
We also left that store with another hidden gem. For those of you that play golf with me, knows that I don't have a sand wedge. So there was a sand wedge for sale there and I paid $1.99 for it. So VV Boutique.
World's worst
coming in
sand
again.
Wedge you've ever seen.
Sand wedge is a sand wedge at the end of the day. But besides that, the costumes actually turned out great. We have a number of photos that we're going to be sharing with our fans through Facebook or Radio Laurie's Instagram.
We'll put that up tomorrow for the occasion.
The only drawback of our costumes were we were sweating profusely by the end of the night.
Yeah, the makeup and stuff.
Was it the wigs or the makeup?
It was a little bit of both. I proudly can say I didn't take my wig off once.
Yeah,
one time. I did not take it off the whole night.
That's true.
But the makeup did kind of run, we're sweating up a storm, partying, obviously, and the wig hairs kind of get stuck to your face because of the paint. So in the beginning, a little annoying, and then you just kind of get used to it and you get enough beers in you that you don't even care. So
very true. But we looked great, but I guess looked progressively worse towards the end of the night.
It's fun though. It was rewarding. I was doing some arts and crafts on the Thursday night, making armbands.
Oh, yeah.
bedazzling these little black bands I cut out from a t-shirt and then doing the face paint that night. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got a lot of good photos that we're going to share with everyone.
Yeah, so we'll get those up and send out tomorrow. I'll give you a peek at what we looked like a few nights ago. But we'll get on with our with the rest with our show. And coming up for you, we have who do we have next, Jeff? I'm not too familiar with the with these guys.
KC and the Sunshine Band. They are a this is probably one of the most famous songs. Really,
I like, did kind of recognize the riff when we played it earlier. Yeah.
Or like people get them confused a lot with Earth, Wind, and Fire, but they're pretty much of the same genre. Earth, Wind, Fire sings September. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Casey and the Sunshine Band sings Let's Groove as well. But
because Earth, Wind, Fire does do Let's Groove.
Do they? Okay, yeah. So I'm just getting them mixed up then. They're pretty much the same kind of genre kind of music. I know Get Down Tonight is like their best song. It's very like jazzy, it's poppy. Like a disco kind of. Yeah, it's old, yeah, it is disco. It really is disco.
Yeah,
but it's
by another pretty good disco song I like to I see up there.
Oh yeah,
yeah, another banger that literally is always a crowd favorite whenever you play it of all age groups. And we'll keep that a secret for you and let you figure that one out. Yeah. And then we're gonna start winding it down a little. You know, a couple slower songs. To sort of as we get closer to the end. So here we go. Starting us off for round of three is Casey and the Sunshine Band. Get Down Tonight. Hope you enjoy. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And that was Casey and the Sunshine Band, followed by The Beatles, Twist and Shout. And then to round out that threesome was Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
Twist and Shout's always a fire-up song, no matter where you are. I feel like any point in the night you play that, people are dancing.
I feel always. Like if you're at, like, a wedding and, like, you're dancing with, like, your parents and, like, young kids are around, too, like, that is the perfect song to
just
put on.
Just captures all possible audiences. Yeah.
Like, the kids love it, the adults love That's it, true. Everyone just starts friggin' dancing.
Another good wedding song, though, is that, I think it's called Isley Brothers, where it's like, hey. What's that called?
Isley Brothers, I don't know who that...
That's actually...
Shout.
That's actually my buddy's... that plays down in Buffalo in the States, like that's their like win song and like goal song. They go like, let's go Buffalo, let's go Buffalo.
I like that.
They kind of do a riff of it, kind of. It's like it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love weddings, like getting dressed up and just having the sickest time. I was in the best mood. Like it's a wedding. Like everybody is so happy.
Everyone just getting obliterated out there. Yeah, having a good time.
Well, the anticipation, you know, you're at the church, you're waiting, it's a long ceremony. It's obviously like family, so you're happy, but you know, you can't wait till after dinner when the dance floor opens up and then, you know, open bar. That's a ton of fun.
I've been to I want to say like about 6 weddings and not one has been out of church.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
not one.
Interesting.
It's been great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
been great.
Great.
I've only been to
regardless.
Two. I mean, one was at a church and one was like the classic out of golf course outdoors, which was nice. That was pretty wicked. That was like a few years ago, so I was old enough to know, you know, really enjoy. Get drinking and with the parents and everything.
With the team, yeah. Man, those outdoor ones are fun, like the tent setups.
Yeah,
and like
you're gambling outdoors. With the weather, but I mean,
right,
usually
that's true.
It works out for the best case, and usually there's a backup plan.
Yeah, I've been to a tent
if you had, like
one.
A contingent. You know, plan then.
It was raining for one of the tent. My cousin got married, I think, two summers ago, and she had the big white tent and everything. One drawback was it was very hot in that tent when everyone's in there dancing. Wow, like the thing does heat up a lot, and it was like raining a little bit. Yeah. So, besides that, great wedding though. It was at I forget what nice venue University of Toronto owns near Scarborough, but it was near there. It was really nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we've come to the end of our show. I just want to thank Connor for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me out, guys. Really enjoyed it again. It was it's always a nice thing to do in the afternoon on a sunny day like today and play some tunes with the guys and shoot the shit.
Awesome. We'll have you back for sure.
Freaking right. Well, on the topic of love and weddings, or the opposite. We have Brian Adams. We have Brian Adams closing us out with One Night Love Affair. So thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next week for another show.
Take it easy.
See ya.